CIF NorCal Basketball. The basketball seasons have ended for the Amador Valley and Foothill boys and girls basketball teams, but the season went on for a number of East Bay Athletic League teams. At the beginning of this week, there were 10 EBL teams that had earned berths in the CIF State Basketball Playoffs. In the boys' open tournament, both Doherty Valley and De La Salle had earned sports, trying to earn a spot in the state finals. The Division I brackets saw three EBL teams get spots. After battling through a tough regular season and a super competitive North Coast section tournament, Granada, San Ramon Valley and Dublin all have spots in the field. All three will be facing road games if they are to make the NorCal finals. California is the lone EBL representative in the Division II tournament. On the girls' side, San Ramon Valley and Carondelet earned spots in the Division I tournament and a likely meeting in the second round. The girls' Division II field sees Monte Vista with a good chance to go far in the tournament. Finally, Granada will represent the EBL in the Division III brackets. Amador Girls Lacrosse. The Amador Valley girls lacrosse team started the season in fine form, thrashing Davis 20-8 on Sunday. Despite the lopsided final score, the Dons actually fell behind 3-0 in the first 8 minutes of the game. The offense got things going at the 16-13 mark with a goal from Aubrey Asbury to break the seal. Amador's defense made the adjustments to the Davis draw and dump tactics, yielding only one goal the rest of the first half. Meanwhile, the first Amador goal opened the floodgates, and the Dons ran off a 13-1 streak over the remainder of the first half. Sophia Falcione had 4 goals, with Celeste Murphy adding 3. Maggie French scored a sweet crease roll goal, and freshman Samantha Nissen notched her first-ever high school goal. The Dons kept the roll going, scoring 4 goals in the first 6 minutes of the second half. It was the first game for new coach Kyle Riddle, a former standout player for the Amador boys team. Murphy finished with 6 goals and Paige Morgan had 11 draw controls. Sophia Marcoux did a little bit of everything, finishing with a goal, an assist, 2 interceptions and a forced turnover. Foothill boys volleyball. The Falcons opened the season with a pair of wins, beating Campolindo 25-20, 25-23, 25-15, and then Liberty 25-13, 25-19, 25-14. Against Campo, the highlights came from Landon Mianski, 26 assists, 7 digs, 4 aces, Tyler Keela, 9 kills, 6 digs, 3 aces, Zach Siraj, 7 kills, 5 digs, 2 aces, and Jack Cottle, 5 kills. In the win against Liberty, the leaders were Mianski, 27 assists, 4 digs, Keela, 15 kills, Siraj, 10 kills, 5 digs, and Cottle, 4 kills. Keela, Mianski and Siraj are the 3 captains for Foothill this season. Foothill boys lacrosse. The Falcons dropped their season opener last Friday, 8-3 to Northgate. Despite the loss, it was a solid effort for an opener as the team got great play from several players. Junior Wyatt Lamb scored 2 goals, with sophomore Darren Lau scoring the other. The defense was led by juniors Graham Zander, Josh Taylor, and senior Anthony Cardoza. Jake Morgan won 9 faceoffs for Foothill. Senior Jake Clevenger and freshman Jagger Sakamoto and Ethan Lamb all played well in the midfield. Editor's note. Dennis Miller is a contributing sports writer for the Pleasanton Weekly. To contact him about his Pleasanton Preps column, email acesmag@aol.com.